Chavetz Chaim Yoimi, day 85. And we're up to the halachas of Rechilas. We were talking yesterday about that if a person is being pressured into saying Rechilas, someone comes over to him and says, I know you know, what did he say about me? He still shouldn't say it. And even if it's a parent or if it's a Rebbe, he still should not say. V'afilu Muroya, we continue now with that. Even if he knows that because he does not uncover, because he's not going to say what the Rechilas is, he is going to suffer in his parnasa, such as he's an employee of somebody else. When they understand that when they understand what's going on, and they go to him because they know that he's the one that's going to be able to tell them, and he doesn't tell them, and he's not going to tell them the rechilus, they're going to suspect that he is actually somehow implicit in this, and he doesn't want to implicate himself, right? So therefore, that's why he's not saying anything. That he is part of the is part of this. He's also somehow guilty in this. And because of that, they're going to take him off of his being an employee of theirs. They're going to remove his job. And he's not going to have his parnasa, right? So he's really going to be affected by this if he doesn't say this rechilas. It's still usher to say it. And remember that a lav in the Torah, any lav in the Torah, a person has to give up all their money not to be over on that lav. So the same thing goes for giving up their parnasa. If person sees that it's possible that through not telling this rechilas he's going to be losing his parnasa, that kind of pressure is not enough. A person has to stand fast and has to stand strong. It may be very difficult, and I don't envy the person in that situation. But at the same time, the Chavetz Chaim is giving the laying down the law, so to speak, or literally speaking, pardon the pun, that it's required. A person cannot say rechilos even in a place where it will affect his parnasa. And any lav in the Torah, and loyselach rachel b'mecha is a lav in the Torah. Shemechuyev litin kol hashaloy, a person that has to allow that all of his possessions would be given away, and he shouldn't be over on a lav in the Torah. Can be over every day, as it says in Yerideah. Okay, the one caveat to that is if he knows that by telling over this rechilus, he is going to have the tayelis of removing some kind of a damage that's being done, or that he's going to once and for all stop the quarrel and the argument by telling this thing over. So then it's for a teilas. Im lev makam shagilu teilas. That by if it isn't for the fact, in other words, the one caveat is that if it's somehow or another that it's bringing about a benefit, l'salak hanazikin, to stop somebody from doing damage, l'hashiv hariv, and to quell the argument, to stop the argument that the people are having once and for all by explaining what happened, and that will bring about peace. I'm not talking about stopping the argument by making everybody hate each other, but stopping, I don't know how that's possible, but anyway, I'm talking about stopping the argument by bringing about peace, by telling over the story somehow or another, it's going to bring peace to this, it's going to stop it. Then he's allowed to. Aval ein l'maher l'smechal zeh ha-heter. Now, what happens is, that person says, oh yeah, this probably has that heter. Don't be quick to rely on this heter, because there are many different details that go into it, and it's not so pashut to know that what you're experiencing does apply here and is part of that heter. Kitzarach lozeh pratim rabim. There are many details that go into that. Ukemosh nevayer, as we will explain, Mr. Shem, the kamon b'chlal tes in klal tes of again Hilchos Rechilis. We're going to explain those details, and therefore don't be quick to jump into it and say, this is a ta'elis, so therefore I'm allowed to say it. Now, next halacha ubepratim. I'm sorry. Prat imal de minias asiper lo yiga lo hezek mamon. Let's say for sure, if he's not going to suffer actual financial damage, he's just going to have it that people are going to hate him, or people are going to put him down or say things bad about him. Shechafu al averzeh, that they're going to put him down because of this. It's sure that it's usher to say over, because it's rechilus. He shouldn't even think about it too much. And he should know. By holding himself back from saying rechilus, even though he knows he's going to suffer some kind of embarrassment, he is considered from the people who Hashem loves. Upon of your ear, Kaira Shemesh, and his face will shine like the sun. Chazal said, Hanalam Venim Alvim, those who are embarrassed and they don't embarrass back. Shemir Chabosim Enim Meshivim, they hear the things that are embarrassing about them and they don't reply. Aleyam Akasav Aimer. Again, this is part of that same Chazal. Aleim Akas Vaymer, the Chazal say that this is what the pasuk is talking about. Ve'oyhavav kitzeis Hashem is begurasei, that Hashem's the people who Hashem loves, or the people and the people who love Hashem, are like the way the sun that comes out in its full glory and its full strength. V'chol shekein b'zeh, and for sure this shesayvu b'zoyin avar mitzvah Hashem, that the fact that he is so we're saying somebody who is embarrassed and doesn't embarrass back, he gets this bracha of Kitzes Hashem is Begurasai. So for sure, this person that we just spoke about, that he's Soivel Bizoyan Avra Mitzvah Hashem, he is going to suffer embarrassment because he's keeping to the Mitzvah of Hashem and not being over the Avera of Rechilas, that he is for sure going to have this reward of Kitzes Hashem is Begurasai. This is part of the same. This applies to this what we spoke about in Klal Aleph in Hilchos Lashon Hara Sivav Ayin Shav, where we spoke more about the rewards of somebody who holds himself back. Yashar Koach, and have a great day.